The Irish Farmers Association, Mochrane Ferma, and the Irish Natural Hill Farmers Association have boycotted a meeting called by the Minister for Agriculture to discuss delayed farm payments and a reduction in the use of nitrates on thousands of farms. Over 80 farmers and IFA members protested outside the headquarters of the department at Kildare Street in Dublin this morning. Our Agriculture and Consumer Affairs correspondent Joe McGreely spoke to some of them, beginning with IFA Deputy President Brian Rushu, who said that the nitrates limit was the latest in a list of disappointments.
Yeah, there's three or four issues now, and the nitrates this week, on top of all the others, has really angered all farmers. A lot of people would feel it's just dairy farmers, but all farmers have been affected because everybody will need more land or else reduce cow numbers and cattle numbers, and that will have a knock-on effect in all the villages and towns. There's been some job losses in some of the major companies, IT companies and that, and it's going to be the same with farming.
Farmers are at their wits' end at the moment. The biggest issue is payments and the delay in the payments. So they're talking about, the department are talking about pushing out the payments a month, and that's extremely concerning. I mean, September is one of the busiest months in any household, with going back to school, with the cost of living crisis, with bank payments or balloon payments that are lined up. Farmers are furious, absolutely furious.
The second part of it is then around the announcement yesterday by the minister that the nitrates derogation, he's not going to fight any further for the nitrates derogation. It's been reduced to 250 to 220. And we had a meeting in Charleville last night, and the mood in the meeting in Charleville last night was utter fury around that the minister didn't even see the importance of actually going in person to Brussels, and he severely let down Irish farmers by not going to Brussels.
Upset farmers talking there to Joe McGreely outside the headquarters of the Department of Agriculture.